May Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The peace of our heart, our master, our beloved Aqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated in a hadith that the closest person to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the person who recites Durood Sharif in abundance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, let us make some good intentions before commencing this silsila. Let us make the intention that inshallah azza wa jal, I will sit and listen to the silsila from the beginning to the end. Whatever is taught, whatever I learn, I will do my level best to practice upon it and to teach it to the others as well, inshallah azza wa jal. And also let us make the good intention that whenever the name of the Almighty Allah azza wa jal is been mentioned, I will reply by saying azza wa jal. And whenever the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is been mentioned, I will reply by saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani Channel, into today's silsila, we are going to continue our discussion regarding the manner in which the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who were sick, when they came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were cured by the blessed hands of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At times they were cured by the blessed saliva of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a narration in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, whereby it is stated that a blind companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he started relating the difficulties that he is facing because of being blind. Meaning this blessed companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam informs our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam of the difficulties that he has to go through because of being blind. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says to this companion that, "Oh my beloved companion, if you wish, I can make dua for you. If you wish, I can make dua that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal restores your eyesight back. I can make dua to the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, and the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal will grant you your eyesight back, meaning you will be able to see. Or you can have sabr, you can make patience. And the Nabi of Allah says, and patience will be better for you. This companion replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua for my eyesight. O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua that the Almighty Allah azza wa jal restores my eyesight back. Make dua that the Almighty Allah azza wa jal grants me my eyesight. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed him to firstly make wudu. Thereafter making wudu, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him that make the following dua. Say, O Allah azza wa jal, fulfill my need through your merciful Prophet, through the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And after this companion, when he goes home, he makes his wudu and he makes dua in the court of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, using the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as wasila. He makes the dua that was taught to him by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And when he makes this dua, he immediately gains the ability to see. His eyesight is immediately restored by the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches this companion the method of dua. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches this companion that if you want your dua to be accepted, then ask with the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From this hadith, we also learn a lesson that whenever we make dua, if we want our dua to be accepted in the court of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, then it is completely permissible, it is jaiz to ask via the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is indeed a mu'jiza, a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that after this companion uses the name of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as wasila, immediately the Almighty Allah azza wa jal grants this companion his eyesight back. This companion's eyesight is immediately restored. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers and listeners of Madani Channel, at times during the difficulties in the battlefield, at times when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were out sacrificing in the path of the Almighty Allah azza wa jal, when the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to get any injuries, they would go in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is narrated that during the battle of Khaybar, the leg of Hazrat Salman bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu sustained an injury from a sword. Meaning while Hazrat Salman bin Aqwa radiallahu ta'ala anhu was fighting in the path of the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal, he sustained an injury on his leg. And Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he immediately made his way to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he showed his injury to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Awaqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our master, peace of our hearts, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he blew on the leg of Hazrat Salman 3 times. And Hazrat Salman states that immediately I was relieved from my pain. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, even those that were injured, when they came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam cured them. This was a mu'jiza. This was a miracle among the many miracles that were bestowed upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam by the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal. In the same manner that Nabi Isa alayhi salam was able to cure those that could not speak. Even in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those that could not speak, those that were dumb, those that were not able to speak, when their parents brought them in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it was a mu'jiza and a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that they were able to speak. There is a narration in a book that is called Al-Kalamul Mubin, whereby it is stated that a woman came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This woman was from the tribe of Qatham. She came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and she said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, I only have one son and my son cannot speak. Meaning, O Nabi, O Prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, I only have one son. The Almighty Allah has favored me, has given me a ni'mah of one son. And this one and only son that I have, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is not able to speak. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, parents that are watching this silsila, those that the Almighty Allah has bestowed with the children, the favor and the ni'mah of having children, what a great favor indeed. But imagine having this ni'mah, having this bounty, having that one and only son, and that one and only son that you have is not able to speak. So this parent, this mother, with the love of the mother, she goes to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and she says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, please assist me. Ya Rasulullah, please help me. Ya Nabi Allah, I only have one son and this one son is not able to speak. Ya Rasulullah. Companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they give water to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rinses his mouth from that water. Our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam rinses his mouth mubarak. He makes kulli. He rinses his blessed mouth, and after rinsing his mouth, our Aqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam washes his hands. And after washing after the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam washes his blessed hands, he gives this water to the mother. And she says, give this water to your son and let your son drink from this water. And the mother says that after my son drank from this water, before we could even stand up, my son was able to speak. Subhanallah. The son, the mother brought her son in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, her son not being able to speak. But after the son drinks from the water in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rinsed his blessed mouth, the water in which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam washed his mubarak hands, after drinking from this water, this child, before the mother could even stand up, the son started speaking. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, there is a lesson. This is indeed a mu'jiza. This is indeed a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But there is a lesson for us to learn from this mu'jiza as well. What is that lesson? The lesson is that if you have a spiritual guide, if you have a peer or murshid, it is completely permissible for you to drink from the leftovers of your spiritual guide. It is completely permissible by you drinking from the leftovers of your spiritual guide. This can also be as means of shifa. This can also be as means of cure. For the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they drank from the leftovers of Waqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This mother that brought her son that could not be speak, by the son drinking from the leftovers, by the son drinking from the water that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam washed his hands mubarak, by this child drinking from the water in which our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam rinsed his mouth, his blessed mouth, this was means of shifa, this was means of cure for this young man. Sallu al habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is a woman, and this narration is found in Mishkat Sharif, whereby a woman once came in the court of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and she brought her son with, and she said, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my son suffers from daily insanity, causing, and then the Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after hearing this, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his hand mubarak, Waqa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam placed his blessed hand on the chest of this companion's son, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua. And immediately, the child started vomiting. And when the child was vomiting, a black puppy emerged from it. And this puppy started running away. And it is narrated that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam returned into that same village, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam inquired from the mother about the well-being of her son. And the mother replied and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from the day that you placed your hand mubarak on the chest of my son, from that day up to till today, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my son no longer suffers from the sickness of insanity. Meaning, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my son is free from insanity. At times in one journey, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would perform many mu'jizas, many miracles. Like for example, in the journey whereby the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in the journey of migration, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam made hijrat from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara, in this one single journey, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam performed many miracles. And also, Hazrat Ya'la bin Murar radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that I witnessed three miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam in one of his journeys. When Hazrat Ya'la bin Murar states that in a single journey I traveled with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam on a journey, and in this one single journey I witnessed three miracles, I witnessed three mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what was the first mu'jiza that I witnessed in this single journey? He says, a camel which was making noise came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and placed its neck before the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked the companions, he inquired from the people, as to who was the owner of this camel. And when the owner of the camel was brought in the blessed cord of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam say to the owner of the camel that your camel has brought a complaint to me. Your camel is crying and complaining that you do not feed it properly. Your camel is complaining that you load weight on it that is more than it can carry. Meaning you overburden the camel. This was the first mu'jiza. This was the first miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Hazrat Ya'la bin Murah radiallahu ta'ala anhu noticed in one single journey. And the second mu'jiza, the second miracle, he says that Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asleep. And while the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was asleep, a tree came and covered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Meaning a tree approached us, and the tree covered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up from the sleep, I informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of what had just transpired. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Oh my beloved companion, the tree that you just saw, the tree that came to me and covered me, and when I woke up, it went back to its original position. This tree came to me to come and give salam to me." Subhanallah. Meaning a tree came and covered the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam awoke up from his sleep, this companion is inspired, this companion is amazed, and he informs the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam of what had just transpired. The Prophet says, "Oh my blessed companion, oh my beloved companion, what you have just witnessed is that the tree that came, it came to come and make salam to me." And Hazrat Abu Ya'la says, this was the second miracle. The third miracle that I witnessed in this journey is that a woman, a lady brought her child in the blessed cord of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this woman complained and said, "Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, my son suffers from the illness of insanity." And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam placed his blessed hand on the chest of this child. And then an animal, a puppy, emerged from the mouth of this child. And then this child was cured from insanity. So these were the three mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that Hazrat Abu Ya'la bin Murah radiallahu ta'ala anhu witnessed in one single journey. So at times in a single journey, at times in a single day, at times in a single moment, Awaqa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to perform many mu'jizas, used to perform many miracles. Dear listeners and viewers of Madani Channel, how lucky are we that the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal has selected us, has chosen us to be among the followers of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How lucky are we to be among those who are able to pick up their hands and say, "Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I ask you through the name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." May the Almighty Allah Azza wa Jal make us among those whom, when they are faced with any type of difficulty, we must pick up our hands and say, "Ya Allah, we ask you with the wasila of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam." For this is among the mu'jizas of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is among the miracles of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that only by using the blessed name of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the needs are fulfilled. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
صلى الله عليه وسلم.
May Allah increase the honor and raise the rank of our master.